ジャパニーズポット101や。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 7.
That Japanese model isn't just pretty, she's hot.
Hello and welcome to the newbie series at JapanesePod101.com, where we study modern Japanese in a fun, educational format.
So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago or start learning today. じゃあ、Kato-san, please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, you will learn how to create the negative form of na adjectives and nouns.
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation again takes place at school, and it's between Madoka, Kent, and Madoka's senpai or senior in school, Emi.
What's the formality level of the conversation?
Emi is older than Madoka and Kent, so they speak formally when addressing her. In turn, Emi speaks informally to them. So please pay attention to the differences here.
Remember, commenting each day.
Don't forget that you can leave us a comment on this lesson.
So if you have a question
or some feedback,
Please leave us comment.
It's very easy to do. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com.
Click on comments, enter your comment and name, and that's it.
We're looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, so now let's listen to the conversation.
Madoka!
Ah, Emi-senpai! Konnichiwa!
彼氏?
彼氏じゃないです。いとこです。ケント、こちら、青田恵美先輩。
はじめまして、ケントです。
どうも。うわー、ケントくん、ハンサム。
ハンサムじゃない。普通、普通。
ケント、敬語。
あ、ハンサムじゃないです。普通です。
もう一度、お願いします。今度は、ゆっくり、お願いします。
まどか。
ああ、えみ先輩。こんにちは。
彼氏。
彼氏じゃないです。いとこです。ケント。こちら。青田。エミ先輩。
はじめまして、ケントです。
どうも。うわー、ケントくん、ハンサム。
ハンサムじゃない。普通、普通。
ケント。敬語。
ああ、ハンサムじゃないです。普通です。
今度は英語が入ります。
マドカ!
マドカ!
ああ、エミ先輩、こんにちは。
おう、エミ先輩、hello。
彼氏?
Is this your boyfriend?
彼氏じゃないです。いとこです。
This isn't my boyfriend. He's my cousin.
ケント、こちら、青田恵美先輩。
Kent, this is my senpai, Emi Aota.
はじめまして、ケントです。
It's nice to meet you. I'm Kent.
どうも。うわー、ケントくん、ハンサム。
Same here. Wow, Kent, you're so handsome.
ハンサムじゃない。普通、普通。
Nah, not handsome, just average.
Kento, 敬語。
Kent, speak politely.
Ah, handsome じゃないです。普通です。
I'm not handsome. I'm just average.
We had a new character in this dialogue. 新しいキャラクターですね。
そうですね。Yes, Emi goes to the same school as Madoka and Kent, but is in a higher grade. She is their senpai.
Right. They called her any 先輩。先輩 is hard to translate into English, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I've come across this so many times doing translations. We'll go into this word a lot more in the vocab section, though.
Anyways, Emi said that Kent was handsome by saying, Wah, Kento-kun, handsome!
Handsome. This is taken straight from the word handsome, of course, in English, right? It's a loan word.
So this. Handsome. It's called a loan word, a word taken from another language.
And Japanese has so many loan words, right?
Right. Mm.
In English, we'd usually use handsome to refer to men only. Is it the same in Japanese?
So desu ne. It's the same in Japanese. I think the younger generation tend to use kakkoi rather than handsome, though.
That's really true. I rarely hear or use handsome, but kakkoi is all over the place. Listen, kakko is appearance and I is good, so good appearance. And sometimes you hear girls called kakkoi, don't you? Like, Tsuchiya Anna. She's like cool as opposed to cute. Do you know what I mean?
So ne. Yeah. Mm. She's kakkoi. Cool.
Mm. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
先輩.
Senior, superior.
先輩. 先輩.
Okay, and next?
彼氏.
Boyfriend.
彼氏. 彼氏.
Okay, next?
いとこ.
Cousin.
いとこ.いとこ。
Okay, and next?
Handsome.
Handsome.
Handsome. Handsome.
Okay, next?
普通。
General, ordinary, usual.
普通。 普通。
Okay, and next?
敬語。
Honorific language, terms of respect.
敬語。 敬語。
Now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 先輩,
someone senior or superior.
As we mentioned before, there isn't really an equivalent word in English, is there?
Not really, but basically it refers to someone who's your senior at school, in a company, or in an organization. You're expected to show respect to them. This kind of junior-senior relationship is extremely important in Japanese society.
Right. Along with the senpai or senior, there's also kohai or junior.
Yes, so just as Emi is Madoka and Kent's senpai, Madoka and Kent are Emi's kohai.
Exactly. Also, as we saw in the dialogue, this word can be attached directly to someone's name.
Ah, senpai. Yes, good point. In the dialogue, Madoka said, Emi-senpai, konnichiwa. So here, senpai was used instead of san.
So ne.
But you don't attach kohai to someone's name, do you?
Oh, I've never thought about it, but yeah, you're right.
So Emi wouldn't say Madoka kohai. That sounds really strange.
Something we should mention is that when talking to your senpai, you should always use polite language.
Something Kent forgot to do again.
So, right. Madoka was speaking formally to Emi-senpai, but Kent spoke informally at first. To remind him to use polite language, she said, Kento, 敬語.
敬語 is our next vocabulary word.
Right. 敬語 refers to polite language in general.
There's actually something I want to point out about this word. In Japanese textbooks, 敬語 usually refers only to the ultra-polite language, like the honorific and humble verb forms. But in Japanese, this word actually refers to normal polite level Japanese as well, doesn't it? Like desu and masu, anything that isn't plain form is 敬語.
That's right. If someone is speaking politely and using desu and masu, we can say that they're using 敬語.
Right. So just note that in Japanese, 敬語 refers not only to super polite speech, but also to everyday polite speech as well. And now the last word we'll go over is
彼氏,
boyfriend.
We actually first saw this word in lesson 2. 彼氏 is boyfriend and 彼女 is girlfriend.
If you look at the kanji, you'll notice that the first kanji of each word is the same.
Yes, that's right.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to create the negative form of na adjectives and nouns. Now, in the last lesson, if you remember, you learned how to create the negative form of e adjectives. Let's show a quick example. How do we say new in Japanese?
新しい.
And then we take away the e and add kunai.
新しくない. So this means not new.
That's how we conjugate e adjectives. Now we'll move on to na adjectives. Let's go over the two na adjectives we saw in the dialogue.
Handsome.
Handsome.
And 普通.
Ordinary, normal.
Let's look at handsome first. To make this negative, all you have to do is add the phrase じゃない to the end of it. Handsomeじゃない.
Not handsome. That was Kent's reply to Emi-senpai. And how about 普通?
普通 plus じゃない. So that would be 普通じゃない.
Not normal. Not ordinary, maybe?
Mm.
Let's introduce some other na adjectives. These are the ones that are in the lesson notes, so you can follow along if you like.
Genki is fine, as in I'm fine. So, genki janai, ubi.
Not fine, not feeling very good.
Kantan means simple. So, kantan janai, ubi.
Not simple, not easy.
Have you got the hang of that?
Now, let's move on to nouns.
This is going to be really easy, because you do the same thing for nouns.
Yes, that's right. To make them negative, you just add janai after them. In the dialogue, Emi-senpai asked Madoka if Kent was her boyfriend. Madoka then replied,
彼氏じゃないです.
This phrase is a bit formal. For our purposes, we'll use the informal version of this sentence.
彼氏じゃない. 彼氏, boyfriend, plus 彼氏じゃない. 彼氏じゃない. He's not my boyfriend.
Let's go over a few more examples.
In the last lesson, we learned the word 体育館, gymnasium.
Let's pretend I see a big building on the school campus. I could ask, あれ、体育館? Is that a gym?
体育館じゃない. No, it's not a gym.
Not too bad, right? It's quite easy. Let's try a few practice questions now. We'll give you a short phrase in English, and then you please try to say it in informal Japanese. Are you ready? Here's the first phrase. Not well.
Remember that well or fine is 元気.
And the answer is?
元気じゃない. Not well.
Great. Let's try another one. How would you say not Japanese, as in not a Japanese person?
Remember that Japanese person is 日本人.
And the answer is?
日本人じゃない. Not Japanese.
So how did you do, everybody? So imagine that Naomi and I are classmates. When I see Naomi in the morning, I would say, Ohayo Naomi, genki. Good morning, Naomi, how are you?
If I'm not well, I'd say, genki janai. Of course, if I'm well, I'd say, genki.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. Now don't forget to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the lesson notes.
It has a conversation transcript,
vocab, sample sentences, a grammar explanation,
and a cultural insight section.
Seeing the Japanese
really helps you remember faster.
But don't take our word for it. Please have a look for yourself.
Please let us know if you have any questions.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next lesson.
じゃ また!
Madoka!
Ah! Emi-senpai! Konnichiwa!
彼氏?
彼氏じゃないです。 いとこです。 ケント、 こちら、 青田恵美先輩。
はじめまして、 ケントです。
どうも! わー! ケント君、 ハンサム!
ハンサムじゃない。 普通、 普通。
ケント、 敬語。
あ、 ハンサムじゃないです。 普通です。